Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. And I give thanks to Him for saving this wretch of a sinner, bringing me into right relationship with God through faith in Christ's finished work. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart as the Word of God was preached, and the Lord opened mine eyes that I could see my need of the Savior. And then, through faith, prayed, believing that He is indeed the Son of God and that He would take away my sins. And so, having believed, I was brought into a right relationship with the Lord. And there are just untold thousands and millions, generations who have put their faith and trust in Christ and have been brought into this right relationship with the God of all creation because of hearing the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. The Lord makes it clear to you and me, makes it clear to the world. If you want to know if you are saved and how to be saved, then the answer is in the Word of God. It is not in a local church. It is not in some ritual that you keep. It is not in some work that you do. It is not in some attitude that you hold. Unless you are putting your faith and trust in Christ, and in Christ alone, you have no salvation. The Lord would have you to receive Christ. Now, you can know that you're saved. You can know this for sure. You can know this beyond a shadow of doubt. And you can know that if you close your eyes, you will open your eyes in heaven. You can know that you're going to heaven. You can know that your sins are forgiven. I remember witnessing to my dad many years ago. And the first question he asked me was, how do I know that my sins are forgiven? What happened to my old sins? And then the joy of explaining to him what happens to the old sins, the joy of telling him how that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth away all sin, and then to see him bow and pray and ask the Lord into his life. Those are joys that we have. And knowing that we can tell people how to be saved. We can tell them how to go to heaven, how to escape hell, how to be removed from the path on which you will encounter God's wrath. You know, you close your eyes at night. You have no way of knowing if you're going to wake up in heaven or hell unless you know Christ Jesus the Lord. You can know this. You can have the assurance of your forgiveness of sins, and you can have the assurance of salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. God is so good to give to us His Word to show us how to be saved. And that's indeed what He does in making it known what He has done. The Lord is so good to do this for us, that He has loved us with a perfect love and loved us much more than we could ever love Him. That's the way the Lord has loved us. And so I pray that you today, if you do not know that you are saved, that you will take the Lord at His word. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, has said this, Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, when you come to Him, I want you to recognize He is the Holy Son of God, the spotless Son of God, having no sin and yet becoming sin to pay for our sins. And when you put your faith and trust in Him, He will name you to the Father as one who has trusted Him, and the Father will receive you based on the testimony of Christ the Son. So would you trust Christ today? I pray that you will. Dear Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that Thou wouldest bless today. Bless these who've heard. Save some soul and convict some sinner for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, let's go ahead today looking at into the scriptures at what the Lord has said about how we are to live and how that the scriptures teach us what God the Lord would have us to know and what you can expect primarily as becoming a Christian. Now remember, the Lord said in John 16:1, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended." Now listen at this. He gives to us an invitation, and he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." Now of all of that he says there, the promise of rest outweighs this matter of becoming meek and lowly. Now, in this world, meekness is looked upon something with disdain and scorn. People reject the idea of being meek. They feel like if you're meek, you're weak. But the Lord Jesus was meek. Moses was called the meekest man who ever lived, and Moses was not weak by any sense of the word. Moses, indeed, was one who was able to lead millions of Jews out of Egypt and lead them nearly 40 years in the wilderness. So he was not a weak man at all. He was one who was yielded to God, one who was trusting the Lord, one who was surrendering his will to God's way. That's what a meek man is. But the Lord invites people to come to him, to learn of him, to learn meekness from him, to live a life of full surrender. Again, that's not something the world talks about. That's not something the world delights in, surrender. Surrender, the unsaved say, fight on, fight on, fight on. Now, the Christian, we are to fight the good fight of faith, but that you don't get into the fight until you have entered into the family of God. And the way that you enter into the family of God is through faith. And then you fight a good fight of faith. We are to be faithful in this battle, because as long as we're in these bodies, we're going to be in the midst of a warfare. We're not home yet. We're in the midst of enemy-occupied territory, dropped right down in the middle of it. And we have here no continuing city. This world is not our home. We're but passing through. And so we as Christians will keep on fighting the good fight of faith, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And the Lord Jesus gives to us this invitation to come and to be with him. And he warns about when all men speak well of you. What does the world say? They want to win friends and influence people. They want to gather more friends. We want friends, but not at the expense of truth, not at the expense of abandoning Christ or betraying Christ. It is not a friend who would invite you to turn your back on the Lord Jesus. That's not a friend. Such a person is an enemy, your enemy. Anybody who would want you to turn your back on the Lord Jesus, who has loved you all these years and loved you while you were yet a sinner, and anybody who says to you, "Well, you can be my friend if you'll turn from your convictions," that's an enemy. That's the worst enemy you can have. If they will tell you, "If you'll just let up, just trim your truth, trim your ways toward the world and focus a little bit and lighten up a little bit," that's not your friend. That's the enemy. They are offended by the Lord Jesus, and they're inviting you to stop offending them and start offending Christ. Now, you side with Christ, and you will be an offense unto the world. You will offend the world. Now, I mentioned this on the previous program, that the Lord was telling us how bad it is, this matter of offending. In Mark 9, "Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were cast into the sea." Mark 9:43. "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched." Mark 9:45. "If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Mark 9:47, if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire. Mark 12:14-27, and Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And indeed this did happen. So the Lord is making it known clearly what this word offend or offending means. You understand when he says in verse 1 again of John 16, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. He wants you to know what is ahead. Now, what person would go out to get people to join them, to follow them, by telling them that these are the things that you will encounter, that you're going to travel a straight and narrow road, there are going to be few travelers on this road, that the world will hate you? But then he says, marvel not that they hate you, but they hated me first. Don't be alarmed about this. Now, that's not a sales pitch. When people are trying to sell you something, they tell you this is the best product that's ever come along. It has no failures and no weaknesses, all are strengths, and if you'll get it, it'll make you successful, and they point up all of the high things. I remember when my children were small, trying to explain to them how that the ads on television were simply ads. They are trying to tell you what this product is, the best product in the world. And so one of the things that I tried to do was to get a list of those products, and when another commercial would come on and they would say, this is the best product in the world, and previous product just said, this is the best product, same product. Now, which one is telling the truth? To get them to see that that people will advertise things and get you to go their way, and they will present only the good sides of things. The Lord Jesus tells people, when you come after him, you're going to take up a cross, a place of death, self-sacrifice, a place of self-denial, a place of loneliness, but you'll have his comfort. You'll have his assurance. This is a place where the retirement is out of this world. The retirement, the blessings are not here now. We get that later. And he tells them that there will be offense. Now, you will be offended, but he says also that you are blessed. Notice what one of the passages here in Luke 7:23, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. The Lord says, you want to be happy? Don't be offended by your faith in Christ. Don't be offended by your witness for Christ. Don't be offended when you make known that you belong to the Lord Jesus. Be bold in this. Blessed is he. And you know, that's why many people are so miserable today. They're afraid to come out fully for the Lord Jesus and to stand where he stands, or to stand where his word tells us to stand. You want to be happy? Stand clearly with the Lord against the world and sin and the devil. Father, we ask for your blessings again today, that we might have power and courage to live for thee, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.